This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. A court decision and hanging chads kept American voters guessing 4 years ago about the outcome of presidential election. Those problems pale in light of the mess following voting in Ukraine a week ago. Voting fraud charges led President Leonid Kuchma today to back a new presidential election, while other factions threatened to break away and form their own government. Kuchma's stand today is a significant shift from his earlier position in support of Ukrainian Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych as president. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian Supreme Court is due to make its own ruling on the elections. Joining us now to explain how these new developments may affect matters is Anders Usslan, Director of Russian and Eurasian Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And thanks very much for joining us here in Studio 3A.
Thank you.
President Kuchma's statement today seems highly significant. The outgoing president of Ukraine, his handpicked successor, was declared the victor a week ago. And these are then, of course, followed the allegations of widespread fraud.
Well, I think that President Kuchma would not like to leave a country that is falling apart. I think that is the most essential thing to him. And then President Kuchma is a fox. He's always playing everybody against everybody. So even if he would have supported Yanukovych fully, he would like to keep Yanukovych on the carpet.
And even before that, Yanukovych himself, now the prime minister, he liked to style himself the president-elect, but he said, well, if voter fraud could be proven, that there might be possible to have new elections in a couple of districts. It sounds like the logjam is slowly breaking.
Yeah, I think that Yanukovych, who's a tough man but probably a realist, simply sees that the chips are down. Today, very significantly, the head of his election campaign defected to the opposite camp, the chairman of a national bank. And then you wonder what remains for Yanukovych.
There also seems to be some increasing pressure to get this done after President Kuchma was talking over the weekend over these developments and the paralysis caused by the demonstrations in the center of Kiev, the capital, might cause financial problems. Today there's apparently been a run on banks. There's open talk in some quarters that maybe Ukraine should break into two parts.
Well, if you look more closely at it, it's a bit exaggerated. There are three governors out of Ukraine's 27 provinces who have talked about this in some way. And when they are pushed, or when other people are pushed to explain what they really said, it's not all that much. Mm-hmm. The big thing that happened was a meeting yesterday, that is on Sunday, of 4,000 officials from about half of Ukraine, the Yanukovych camp, who demanded some kind of overview of the regional powers in Ukraine. Essentially, they were calling for autonomy, not separatism, and just as a possibility, not as a definite demand. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that we should worry too much about Ukraine breaking up, even if we should keep our eyes on it. The more important issue is the elections.
And I was just going to say, and the elections today were reviewed by the Ukrainian Supreme Court. Now, this court is just like Ukraine itself is an independent nation, 13 years old, and it's in the views of most observers. Would you say that it has demonstrated its independence thus far?
No, but the Supreme Court was really a pocket court of President Kuchma until recently. Now, in three judgments recently, the Supreme Court has judged what I would consider soundly, which turned out to be to the benefit of Viktor Yushchenko. So the sense is that the Supreme Court will probably behave reasonably in this situation, but there's no guarantee.
What powers does it have, or are its powers delineated? I mean, 13 years after the U.S. Supreme Court was created, it didn't have half the powers that it has today.
Well, the important point here is to judge how the electoral law on the presidential elections has been complied with. And clearly the Central Election Commission has not complied with it. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court will say the elections have not taken place properly. And then the issue goes back to the Parliament, which simply has to decide when and how new presidential elections will take place.
And the parliament already last week called for new elections.
Yeah, and within the parliament, the center has moved to Mr. Yushchenko's side. So Viktor Yushchenko, the opposition candidate, has now a solid majority in parliament. So you can say the question is really, will the second round of the presidential elections take place again on the 12th or the 19th of December? And how will the Central Election Commission be set up?
And that's the next question I was going to ask you. I mean, obviously, there were any number of problems with the last election setup. Is the same government going to be installing the same setup for the next election?
Well, one question is whether the government will survive. President Kuchma could dismiss the government. The parliament has restricted possibilities of doing so. Since so many laws are violated, you can say, why shouldn't the parliament slightly overstep its right and sack the government?
Mm-hmm. Now, by the government of Prime Minister Yushchenko.
Yanukovych,
excuse me. I've got the names confused. This is easy to happen. So the government of the prime minister, the president presides over all of this. There is a parliamentary system with a prime minister.
Indeed.
Yes. So, and that is, if the parliament has gone over to Mr. Yushchenko, the opposition leader, couldn't they just have a vote of no confidence in the prime minister?
Basically, yes. But there is a rule that the government cannot be sacked by the parliament right now, while the president can sack it. Somewhat technically complicated.
So you're saying the big question now is which date in December this new election is going to be held?
Yeah. And exactly how. The question is if it will be in the whole country or if it will only be in some regions. My sense is that it's most likely to be in the whole country.
And would you expect the Electoral Commission to be set up with half members from each party?
The original idea was that the Central Election Commission would have five members from the president, five from the Speaker of the Parliament, and five from the Prime Minister. But the basic idea is that the Parliament proposes and the president confirms the selection of the Central Election Commission. I don't think that will be a big problem in this round.
And again, you would expect the same crew of international monitors to come in to observe the election.
Yeah, and I think that we have now seen such a massive democratic mobilization in Ukraine that you can't cheat all too much.
Now, does this cause, if this is the situation, is there a moment of tension now, just before this happens? If anybody's going to, if any incident could flare up into violence, this is the moment, isn't it?
Well, you can say that it's always a danger. And in particular, the Yushchenko camp, the opposition camp, is worried that they might not have enough people in the street. And perhaps there are some reliable troops that can come in, either from the east, or they also fear from Russia, and clean up the demonstrators and establish a fact on the ground. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look very likely.
Well, thank you very much for coming in today and speaking with us. We appreciate it. This is Anders Usland, a director of the Russian and Eurasian Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and he joined us here in Studio 3A. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.